My name is David Hardy. I was born in Harrogate, in what is now North Yorkshire, and I stayed there until I was 12, then moved to Bristol for 10 years, during which time I attended the public school known as Clifton College. I then went to Cambridge, St. John's College, where I was for 3 years, and then the rest of my life was spent in South Yorkshire at Barnsley, a coal mining town. It's a little strange that you tell me that my accent is an upper-class English accent, as of course I lived most of my life in a area of South Yorkshire that had a very strong local accent. I suppose that because I was educated at a public school in Cambridge University, then by the time I got to South Yorkshire, when I was age 22, my accent had been fixed and did not change. In fact, when I came to live in Brighton, it was very often expressed by people that I met how surprising it was that I didn't have a South Yorkshire accent. This used to annoy me quite a bit too, because they didn't have Sussex accents, although they were still living in South Sussex. School. Life at school was very restricted in that you were confined to school and all your time was occupied by the arrangements of the school. I did in fact attend as a day boy. There were two houses with day pupils and seven with boarding pupils, one of which was a house devoted entirely to Jewish children. And apart from the fact that they were not in school on a Saturday, their Sabbath, they took part in everything else that went on. Even though I was a day boy at school, I was expected to attend everything that took place in school, so that you lived there in term time from the opening of day at 9 o'clock in the morning, very often until 9 o'clock at night. There were activities going on, all times were organized, and considerable time in the afternoons was devoted to games of one sort or another, rugby, football, cricket, tennis, none of which I was very much good at. Didn't enjoy until my last 2 years at school, when I had become so big that nobody could do very much to me, and you just had to stand still on the rugby field and nobody could do anything to you.